that I'm not a cook enough.
Well, you might get some small one for 75 or something like that.
That's really a lot of money for a house.
Sure is.
I think when mother and them bought the house they live in, which that's been 20 something years ago, maybe 10,000 or something. It was their payments are pretty small. And the other neighborhoods you mentioned, they're mostly just little middle class neighborhoods, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like Brentwood and.
No, Brentwood, they're a little more affluent. They are a pretty expensive place to live out there, too. Mm-hmm.
And Capitol Heights.
Capitol Heights, that's just a middle-class neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you there. We talked about shopping places. Are there any, and we talked about the colored sections of town. Are there any particular shopping areas in the colored sections of town?
Not to my knowledge, not except the beer joints and all. Mm-hmm. That's right. About, and the grocery stores. But they all, go to all the shopping centers around here. It's, of course, most of them go downtown.
Yeah, there's not much downtown anymore, is that?
Not much. Down on Monroe Street at Wheels and Weathers and all, a lot of them in H.L. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at colored folks that go down there and buy groceries.
Yeah,
I know. At H.L. They have a tremendous business.
Yeah, that, you know, that H.L. is... They had that big grocery business for them.
They sure have.
A long time. Well, let me ask you, what about some of the local landmarks? Can you tell me if you were, say, you had some company and they never visited Montgomery, where are some of the places in Montgomery you take them to visit?
Well, I take them to the White House Confederation, the state capitol, and they have really done a tremendous job down around North Hull Street on these older homes where Hank Williams was born. Mm-hmm. In the Ordman Shaw Complex, and then the building right across the street from your mother's office. That home there, Mr. Hard, it owned. And then right across the road there, that's new shopping center. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something other.
How many stores are they going to have in there?
Oh, I don't know. Probably 70, 80 of them. Just tremendous. They have an ice skating rink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle.
Yes, sir. Right in the middle of it. Now, I don't know whether they're going to let us see them or not. I'm hoping they will. I can walk over there in the afternoon while I'm not working and watch them.
Have you ever tried to ice skate?
Never have. I've tried to roller skate, but I wasn't very good at it.
I did try to ice skate last winter up in Gatlinburg. I almost destroyed myself.
They say you got to have really strong ankles to do that.
Yeah, the blades are narrow than that pin.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty rough. Any other... Do you think of anything, any place else in Montgomery that's distinctive?
Maxwell Field.
Yeah, Maxwell Field.
That's a tremendous thing. Gunner Field.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell me what Maxwell and Gunner Field are?
Yeah.
What kind of bases?
Well, Maxwell, I don't know really a whole lot about it, but...
What branch of service are they?
Air Force. And they have these schools, mostly. These allied officers, you know, from all the foreign countries. And also they have a Air Command and Staff School. About used to half the people on this street went to the Air Command and Staff School. Hmm. They bought a house for 10 months.
10 months?
10 months, and then they about three or four blocks up the road, you know, on Eastern Bypass, you can get on the interstate and go right on into the gate at Maxwell Field, practically. And that's where you now live.
I didn't realize it was this, that convenient, but I guess it is.
It is, and half the people on this street. One class just left, back in June, and the other started, I think, in August, September.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Maxwell and Gunner Field. If you're going to fly in or out of Montgomery, where do you catch your plane?
Danley Field. That's out on the 7 Highway.
And,
I want to tell you, Gunner Field is a big computer center for the Air Force. A lot of these jobs and looking after all the different classifications of the government employees and also the Air Force.
Okay. We mentioned that you lived in Montgomery all your life, and you lived about how far would you say it is from your house now to where you grew up?